the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we appreciate you this day. Thank you for bringing us over the highways safe and sound. Thank you for traveling grace and mercy, God. Thank you for the people of God that's gathered in this house tonight. Thank you for the pastor tonight. Thank you for our husband, Lord, for all the saints that are gathered here, for the musician tonight. Jesus, we thank you for just being God in our life, for just keeping us in this hour. Lord, we pray that you would move by your spirit tonight. Send your anointing in this place in a mighty way. For it's your anointing that destroys the yoke. Pull down strongholds, Lord, that try to hold us. Set the captives free. Lord, we bless you tonight. We'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Put your hands together real good for the Lord tonight. Amen. Put your hands together for the pastor of this great work. None other than Pastor Davis. Amen. To a wonderful husband. Amen. Amen. To all the saints, to Sister Minetta. Amen. To come out to play. To each and every one that have came from their homes and destinations tonight. We do thank God for you tonight. Come on, give the Lord another good hand praise. I do thank God for my companion tonight. Amen. For everything he's doing. Amen. You can be seated tonight. Amen. We just give God thanks and honor and praise. Amen. For everything that he's doing. Amen. For everything that he's done. Amen. I tell you, this year has been a very, very busy, busy year. Amen. I'm telling you, I just been on the go. And I tell you today, amen, we started out, amen, coming down this way. Well, last night, all this week, we've been in revival with somebody else. Amen. I tell you, God really is moving. Amen. I told the saints, amen, that coming into this year, even before the new year came in, I just felt the presence of God so awesome. Amen. The Lord began to let me know that this was going to be a year of signs, wonders, and miracles. Amen. I believe that. Amen. If you ain't got yours yet, amen, it's still another half of the year, amen, for you to claim it. Amen. Because whenever God give you something, amen, the enemy try you on it. Amen. What you preach, amen, you'll be tried in it. Amen. I always preach about, you know, our young people, and I don't know if I even get the scripture tonight, but amen, I just feel like talking for a little while tonight. Amen. And I always talk about our young people, because sometimes it make no difference how you raise your young people. There's a devil out there. And sometimes as parents, amen, we get discouraged sometimes because we know we done tried to install something in our children and look like they just go total opposite of what you done tried to put in them. But I know God's word is true. And we train them up, amen, the Bible saying the way that they should go. When they are old, amen, sometimes it just takes some experience to get them where they need to be. Amen. And sometimes, amen, even in our preaching, because sometimes when you, amen, begin to talk, sometimes you ain't met that trial yet. And our greatest teacher is experience. Because can't nobody teach you like what you go through your own self. Amen. I said, well, I said, if they locked up, you know, just pray for them. Amen. Because I said, amen, we put our kids on the altar, but when they go to going through, we try to pull them off. Amen. Sometimes we can't take the licking. Amen. Because that's your boo-boo, that's your baby. Don't make no difference what they doing, that's your boo-boo. And sometimes we see God begin to whoop them. We say, oh, Lord, I didn't mean for you to do it that way. We want to tell God how to chasten them and tell God how to get them where they need to go. And sometimes we don't realize, amen, through the prison house may, or through the jailhouse, maybe where God trying to get them where they need to go. Amen. Last Saturday night, amen, we were getting ready, amen, Saturday for last for my son's wedding, and I just been so busy with that. When I got a call around about 11:30 at night, it was my daughter on the phone. She began to say, come and get me, Mom, I need you, because they finna lock me up. Well, I knew it wasn't nothing I can do at 11:30 at night. That was my cross. That was my test and trial right then. I said, go home and go to sleep. That's what I said. Amen. So when she called me at 11:30, amen, that didn't, usually things like that kind of get me all bent out of shape. But for some reason that night I didn't get bent out of shape. I just knew it wasn't nothing I could do, so I just went on and got in my bed and went to sleep. And I had some peace about it. I wasn't worried about it because I had already told God whatever it takes to get her attention, I need you to do something with her. I know it might take locking her up. Amen. She'd been a fugitive running for 2 years from the law. So she was on a cash bond of $2,000. I know I ain't having a $2,000. I wasn't even trying to get $2,000 because I'm like, let her sit there because she probably need God to talk to her. So what did I do? I went to sleep every night, and I slept so hard, I mean, I ain't had that kind of rest in a long time. Because I knew God was trying to do something in her life. Last night, she come to the house of God, amen. She got out, amen, on a sick leave, and all of a sudden, I was sitting in the service last night with my granddaughter. And my granddaughter looked at me and said, your daughter's standing in the back. And when I look back there, she was giving God some praise. She was needing to be delivered. That was her time. She needed to be right there in that service that night. The preacher was preaching a word about when the damsel was falling prey and the spirit of divination was on a young girl. He began to preach that. And a young man, amen, wasn't in there when he was preaching it, but a young man came through the door. When the young man came through the door, he walked straight up to the front seat. And believe it or not, the spirit of divination was on that young man. As the preacher began to preach, he began to preach with the preacher. I began to pray, because if ever was an hour that we need to be watchful and we need to be praying, it need to be in this hour. What would make a young man drive into a mountain and kill 250 people? That's a devil. See, because the devil don't try to leave here by himself. He want to take somebody else with him. What would make a man, young man, go in a church house and shoot up church folks? Or just shoot up and that's a devil. We living in an hour, amen, where the enemy has been loosed upon this earth. And if we ever needed to get a hold to God, this is the time that we need to be seeking God for something in our lives. The young man got on the front seat, and everything the preacher was saying, he was saying. And as the preacher began to say stuff, he began to holler, ouch, ouch, the spirit of divination was on him. I can remember a time, amen, in the church when spirits came in, they didn't leave out the same way. We had praying men and women of God that when somebody came in drunk, you didn't leave drunk when you came in the house of God. If you came in the house of God drunk and it was enough power in that place, the mothers and the saints would get around you and they would mess your high up. If you had been smoking drugs and staggered your way in now, the praying saints, amen, recognized you and they got around you. They laid hands on you. Amen. They called for the motherboard. They called for whoever they needed. They slapped hands on you. And before you left out of there, your high was gone. I believe in this hour that God trying to get us back to that place in God. We need to get back, amen, to a Holy Ghost move of God. Amen. We need the Holy Ghost to move in this hour. For this enemy that we're fighting, we're going to need the power of God to defeat it. Young man sat there and began to just blurt out and holler out in the service. The pastor got up because the preacher that was preaching, I'm sure he recognized what was in him. But sometimes, like I said, you'll be tried. The pastor got up and began to just walk around and pray. Came back there anointed my hand. All of a sudden, the pastor, the man of God that was preaching, called my daughter to the front. When he called her to the front, he began to minister in her life, everything that she was going through. She began to weep and boo and howl and cry. And all the young people around her began to cry. All of a sudden, he looked out and saw my granddaughter. Amen. Because they weren't sitting together. He called up and ministered the same thing I had been ministering in her life, telling her she can be anything she want to be. You don't got to be doing what the world do. You can be the example for young people in your generation. All of a sudden, a young man got up. He started easing his way because the enemy using him. He started easing his way trying to get over there to them. He moved a little bit, and the pastor would move a little bit. I moved in trying to block him a little bit. All of a sudden, I called the man of God, and I said, come up here and give us some help. When the other young man came up there, the guy began to try to put his hand on him. All of a sudden, he came to me. This was not the night to be messing with me. He come over there trying to put his hand. I said, don't you put your hands on me. I said, get your hands off of me. He said, I'm trying to touch and agree. I don't need you touching and agreeing with me. You got a bad spirit. And we need to recognize that in the house of God. The devil will come in and try to turn the church upside down. Amen. We need a force in the church that will put the devil in his place when he come in and try to take over. God delivered last night. God bless. But don't think the enemy going to let you have nothing easy. He ain't going to let you have nothing for free. He going to fight you every which way he can to keep you from getting your breakthrough, because he don't want the saints to get a breakthrough, because he recognize, amen, that there's coming a move of God in the house of God. Our young people going to be delivered. I tell people all the time, don't you give up on that boy. Don't you give up on that girl. I don't care what they going through. Something about the love of God that, amen, you just keep on praying, you just keep on touching, you just keep on believing God, and one day you're going to look around, I don't care what that young man doing, you're going to look around, one day he's going to walk in the house of God, and ain't nobody got to say nothing to him, ain't nobody even got to lay hands up. It's going to be something, amen, where he automatically going to give his life to God. Power that's coming back to the church. Right now, amen, the enemy trying to make the church look like they powerless. Laughing and joking at the church because he think that we powerless. But he don't recognize, amen, that God getting ready to do something. As I begin to drive up here today, amen, started out, I went through some of the worstest weather. I begin to think about on my younger days when I started out on the field, amen. I drive through ice, snow, sleet. It didn't make no difference to me. Amen. I got to where I needed to go. Amen. With God. I didn't stop, but I got a revelation out of that. Years ago, God told me, don't park in the storm. People were running off the road today. People had an accident. But I learned something years ago. Whatever you're going through, don't you never park in a storm. Never sit on the side of the road in a storm. My daddy pulled over in a storm. Amen. One time it was so bad, he pulled over in a storm. Him and my mama just had got out the car, walking, amen, to the road when a big transfer truck came and knocked the whole car over. What if they'd have been sitting in the car? I realized that if you don't park in the storm, somewhere you might drive out of it, or somewhere you gonna drive out of, because there's sunshine somewhere. I said, Lord God, look like I ain't never run out of this storm. I just started lifting my hands up saying, sunshine. Lord, send sunshine. Send sunshine. I didn't run out of it till I got the honor, but I was thanking God when I did run out of it. Amen. I said, Lord, I thank you for bringing me through the storm. Amen. Because somewhere there's a brighter day ahead. Amen. Just like in the storm, amen, that went on today, that was turbulence in the atmosphere, but just like that, first natural, then spiritual. God said, just like the storm, I said, well, God, the way you storm and the way it's raining, Lord, rain on the people of God in an awesome way. Shower down upon us tonight. In an awesome way, God, the way this rain is coming down, it look like it ain't finna let up. Let a power fall on the people of God to where we think it ain't gonna let up on us. I know there's a place in God. There's a resting place in God. There's a place. place in God where you won't be troubled. The Bible said that the chastisement of our peace was upon him. We always quote the scripture, and with his stripes we're healed. Well, what about peace? The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And we ever needed peace, we need it now. We need it in our house. We need it on the job. We need it in the church. We need a peace of mind to make it in this hour. We need peace, amen. Paul said, I'm troubled on every side, but I'm not distressed. He said, I ain't worried about it. I'm going through some things in my life, but I ain't worried about it, because Jesus took upon him the chastisement of our peace. He took the worry out. He took the trouble out. Bless you, Lord. Get your Bibles. Let me get to these scriptures right quick. I'm not going to try to hold you long tonight. Go to the Word of God with me in Romans. Amen. I begin to just drive along today, and I just was asking God, Lord, what would you have me to say to the people of God tonight? Because your people are so precious. Amen. What would you have me to say? Amen. And this just began to fall in my spirit. Turn with me to the book of Romans, the 8th chapter. I'm going to start at that 14th verse. And it reads, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Tell somebody I'm an heir tonight. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. He said, look, amen. The Lord never promised us that we weren't going to go through nothing. He just told us that he'll go through it with us when we're going through something. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Look, Paul said that I can identify that what I'm going through right now, amen, it ain't even worthy to be compared for what God getting ready to do in some of our lives. He said, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had hope, had subject the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaned and travailed in pain together until now. Amen. Said we know. Tell somebody we know. I want to talk a while tonight. Amen. I got some more scripture on we know faith. Tell somebody we know. He said, for we know that the whole creation groaned and travailed, not just us, but the whole creation of God is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. The world is waiting on the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. There is a people that's going to grow up, amen, as sons of God. For he said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Tell somebody, I'm a son tonight. I have authority. I have dominion. I have a right. I'm a joint heir with Christ with me. That I get the same thing. I get the same thing. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man see, what doth he yet hope for? Look, Paul said we're saved by hope. Amen. Hope, amen. If you see it, it ain't not a hope. If you can touch it, it ain't not a hope. Faith ain't nothing that I can put my hand on. It's nothing that's visible to me. Faith is my belief. Faith is what I trust God for. Faith is what brings us into the place. place with God. He said, hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, what doth he hope for? This place in God that God is trying to get the church into. I don't see it right now, but I'm believing God that it will surely come to pass. But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. And we hope for that which we see not. Amen. I can't see it right now. I can't put my hand on it. I can't touch it. But somewhere I got the patience to believe God that it will come to pass. Likewise, the Spirit also helping our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us, which groanings which cannot be uttered. He said, likewise, the Spirit make it intercession for us. It's something about, amen, when you begin to pray, amen, and you begin to, amen, go beyond yourself in prayer until you begin to get in a place where you can't even get the words out, but your Spirit is making intercession with groaning. Sometimes you just got to groan, amen. Sometimes you ain't got to say a word. You just got to talk to God, because there's something about us, amen, about this flesh. I don't know what I really need to pray for, because the Bible said man don't know what's in his own heart. Sometimes we pray for stuff that can be a hinder to us. Sometimes we pray that we can be rich, and we don't know, we might forget God if he blessed us the way that we want to be blessed. But here it is, it said the Spirit make it intercession. My Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, it knows what I need. It knows what I'm going through. Sometimes when I can't even say a word, when it look like the weight of the world is on my shoulder, amen, I can't even put it into a sentence of what I need God to do. But when I get on my knees and on my face, I just begin to cry. Tears begin to run down my face, because God understands when you cry. He understands every tear that you drop. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He maketh intercession according to the will of God, not according to my will, because God knows what I need, but unto the will of God, even as Jesus said, not my will, hallelujah, but thy will be done. Sometimes we just got to tell God, Lord, not my way, but your way, God. Not my will, but your will, God. What would you have me to do? What would you have me to say, God? Get me out of the way so that you can manifest yourself through me. Get me out of the way so somebody can see, hallelujah, you on the inside of me. And we know, tell somebody we know. We need the we know kind of faith. Some of us need to know. He said, and we know that all things work together. Tell somebody what I'm going through right now. I may not can see it, or you may not can see it, but it's working out for my good. All things, not some things, not this and not that, but all things, that covers all the territory. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Tell somebody, I got purpose tonight. I'm not just here. I just didn't have to be here. I know I have purpose. You got to know for yourself without a shadow of doubt. I got purpose in my life. God has ordained me with purpose. For whom he did foreknow. For whom he did have the knowledge before knowledge of something, before it happens. Well, what are you saying, Sister Harvey? Before the trial even met me, God already knew it. Before I got in the test, God already see me in the test. And what I like about God, he foreknows. He sees I end before I begin. He already see you coming out before you went in the test. God had foreknowledge that he was going to bring you out. Before the test even got your way, God already foreknew it. He already saw it before he got there. He told Jeremiah, I knew you before you was even formed in the belly. Hallelujah. Before you was even conceived, I knew you. God knows you before you go through the test. He knows how you coming out of the test. He knows what he put on the inside of you. He knows how to bring you out. for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Tell somebody, hallelujah, God has decided beforehand. Predestined means God has already settled it, and it's already done beforehand. Already been predestined for this time. You already been predestined for this work. He predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. Amen. Performed. Amen. To be conformed means to be similar or to be like, to be conformed to the image of his son. That's why he said them that led are the spirit, by the spirit are the sons of God. That's why he said we are joint heirs with Christ, because he knew that we would be like him. He said them he conformed. He put us through the process. He takes us through the process so that he can manifest himself in earth. Tell somebody, in earth. God is manifesting himself in earth tonight to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, tell somebody, moreover. Moreover means more. It don't mean just we just going over. It means moreover. I'm going over better than what the enemy thought I was. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Called means an order to come. Tell somebody, I've been called for this work. I've been called to do what I do. I've been called to give him praise. I've been called to worship him. I've been called to give him honor. I've been called. He called. And whom he called, them he also justified. Say, I'm justified tonight. Justified mean that I'm free from guilt or shame. I'm free. Tell somebody, I'm free tonight. Whatever the enemy telling you, you need to tell him, I'm free tonight. Don't bring back my past on me. Don't bring back what I used to do. I'm free from that. The enemy try to bring back your past. You know what you used to do. You used to be a drinker. Yes, I did, but I'm delivered now. You know what you used to do. You used to club every weekend. Yes, I did, but I'm delivered now. God done justify me now. He done delivered me. I ain't got no more guilt of what I went and do in the past, what I done in the past. That's behind me. Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching for unto those things which before, I press toward the mark. That's a press on the inside of me that makes me go when I don't feel good. There's a press on the inside of me that makes me push my way. Even when my body is tired, I got to go. I got to be in church. I got to give God some praise. Yeah, I wish I could lay down like everybody else. People said, this is good sleeping weather, honey. Well, I wish I could, but I got a cold on my life. I got to be at God's house. I got to be somewhere where the saints lifting up. I got to be somewhere where they worshiping God. I got to be somewhere where they giving God praise. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. God said, what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to put a glory here. As we pause, if I reckon that the sufferings of this present world are not to be compared to the glory. God said, I'm trying to put a glory on man. I'm trying to pull a glory up out of us. He knows what we're going through. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Paul said, what shall I say to these things? If God be for us, I got God for me. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what the enemy is doing. I got a God on my side. He said, if God be for us, who can be against us? I don't care what the enemy is doing. I got a God on my side. He said, God be for us. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I don't care what tactic the devil does set up. I don't care if it's in my children. I don't care if it's in my husband. It might be in your wife. It might be in somebody else. No weapon that the enemy formed gonna prosper against the people of God. He that spared not his own son. Now that's powerful right there. If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son. Even when it came to Jesus, God looked down, the angel said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visited him? Thou made him a little lower than the angel, but thou crownest him with glory and honor. Here it is, he said, God who spared not his own Son. When he looked at Jesus, wrapped himself in flesh, came down in earth. He didn't spare Jesus when Jesus said, Lord, if it be willing, let this cup pass for me. But not my will, but thine. He didn't spare his own Son when it came to you. God loved you so much that he told his Son to give his life for you. Amen. That's powerful that God loved us enough that he didn't even spare his own Son. He wouldn't even let Jesus off the hook because he loved mankind so much. He didn't let Jesus, amen, off the hook. He loved man so much. He loved his creation so much that he told his Son, I can't spare you. You got to give your life for this people. Spare not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who can lay anything to us? It's God that justified us. Who is he that condemn it? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also make it intercession for us. I thank God that I got an intercessor. Hallelujah. I got an intercessor. The Bible says he intercedes for us to the utmost. I got an intercessor that prays for me. Hallelujah. Even when the enemy, hallelujah, try to overload us. Amen. As he told Peter, hallelujah, Peter, hallelujah, the devil desire to have you, that he ain't sift you as wheat. I don't know about nobody else, but I've been sifted. I've went through some things. Some things been shaking. Some things been rocking. But he said, I have prayed for you. And when thou art converted, hallelujah, tell somebody, I feel conversion. I feel God getting ready. He said, I done prayed for you. Don't worry about it. I done interceded for you. You got a God that's interceding for you. When thou art converted, go and strengthen your brethren. God taking us through something, and I always tell you, it ain't about you. It ain't about what you're going through. Anything that you're going through ain't really about you. It's about somebody else. Who know how to talk to abused women better than somebody that's been through abuse? Because only abused women really know what abused women go through. You may can kind of identify and say, well, she really going through and her husband really ain't treating her right. And honey, I know how you feel. But you really don't know if you ain't been there. You can have compassion upon them. You can want God to deliver them. But when you actually been in an abusive situation yourself, you can go and say, look here, let me tell you something. Honey, I've been where you at. I know what you're going through. Don't worry about it. God gonna bring you out of it. Keep on talking to God about it. Somewhere God gonna bring you out of it. Don't give up in the midst of your trial. God gonna bring you out of it. How would you know how a person feel? That child is on drugs. Listen, you got one. I hope nobody never had one. But somebody got to help somebody. Somebody going through something to help somebody else. You can go to that mother and say, look, don't give up on him. God gonna deliver him. My child was bound just like he was 5 years ago, but now God done delivered him. You can identify. Here it is. He said, he make it intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? He asks a question. He said, who shall separate us? Actually, there's nothing can separate you from Christ but you. Only when we give up. Ain't no trial that I went through that made me want to turn my back on God. Ain't nothing I done went through made me want to backslide and go back to the world. I've been through some hard times. But ain't none of it told me, Marilyn, you need to go back out to the club. You know why? Because if I can't make it with God, I sure can't make it without him. If you're struggling now and you holding on by a thread and you think about going back out there in the world, honey, you sure can't make it. So I ain't never had the mind to go back in the world. Some things that made me, amen, feel distressed, troubled about, but going back in the world ain't been one of them. God been too good to me for that. He done loved me too much for that. Amen. I done passed the 50 stage, honey. I can't go back. Some things you just done got your foot in, you can't get it out of. I done come too far now to be acting crazy. Been through too much to act crazy now. You know, it's just like when you put a whole lot of time in a marriage. Ain't no sense in getting mad to me when I'm finna go. You've been there 20 years. Ain't no sense you talking about going nowhere. I done invested too much on trying to get you straight now. Finna leave you. Trying to work on another joker for 20 more years. No, I'ma work with you. I know what's fighting you. I've been tussling with you for some years. I done almost kicked that. I ain't finna leave you and go out there and get another book of bear. I got to work with another 15 years. No, no. Mm-mm. It can be vice versa. I mean, no, we got some book of bear women, too. I don't want the men just to feel bad on me saying, hey, amen, we can get some tough sisters out here, too, now. Might as well go on there and work with it. Since I'm trying to get nothing else. Hey, amen, just go on and work with it. Just keep on praying for them. Keep on praying for them. Believe in God. As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Tell, I'm a more than tonight. Tell, I'm a more than. I'm not just getting by tonight. I'm more than a conqueror. Anything that the enemy can throw my way, I'm capable of handling it with Jesus and the Holy Ghost. I'm more than a conqueror tonight through him that loved us. Tell somebody I'm more. I can handle it. I'm able to go to war with the enemy. God is raising up men and women that know how to go on the battlefield and know how to fight. God got a remnant. He always got a reserve. Don't let nobody tell you no different. I don't care how church folks act. I don't care what's going on. God got a reserve of people, amen, that he got lined up. Elijah, and the Bible said he began to make intercession against the saints and said, Lord, they tore down your altars. Lord, they ain't doing what they ought to do. Hallelujah, ain't no else standing but me. Sometimes you feel all alone in this thing saying, Lord, am I praying by myself? Lord, am I dealing with it by myself? And God said, look right here. I got 7,000. I got some more people that's going through what you're going through. I got some more conquerors that's coming out of what you're coming through right now. He said, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded. Tell somebody, I got my mind made up. When you persuaded about something, can't nobody change your mind. When you persuaded, your mind is made up. My mind is made up that I can make it. My mind is made up that I'm coming out. For I am persuaded that neither death, don't make no difference, amen. Amen. We done lost some people in our lives that we love dearly, but that didn't make us give up on God. He said, neither death nor life, nor principality, nor angels, nor powers. I don't care how the enemy is working. Hallelujah. I believe God. I'm trusting God. He going to bring his people through. He has a people he going to bring out of every test and every trial. Only trying to see, do you have that we know? Do anybody here tonight say, I know. We know tonight. I am persuaded tonight. Nor things present, no matter than what I'm going through right now. Nor things to come, whatever test is down the road. I'm persuaded tonight. No matter what I'm going through, if I'm going through right now in the present. And when I come out of this, I may hand it to something else. But I ain't worried about it, because if he brought me through that, he can bring me through this. If I came through last year, he can bring me through this year. If he brought you through last month, he can bring you through this week. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. He said, no matter what I go through, height, depth, hallelujah, no matter if it's principalities, no matter if it's angels, present things now, he said, I done found out that there's nothing can separate me. There's nothing I go through can separate me, for I have the we know kind of faith. I know God is going to bring me out. Turn with me to the book of 1 John. Tell somebody we know. I got we know tonight. We know. We know. We know. I don't care what nobody else saying. We know tonight that God can bring us out. 1 John the 3rd chapter. Behold what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. John said there's such a great love that the Father done put upon us that he calls us sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not. That's why, amen, the world sometimes they don't know, they don't recognize, because they didn't even recognize when Jesus was in the world. World knoweth us not because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear. Say, I can't say it ain't appeared yet. What's on the inside of me? You ain't even seen it yet. The power that's on the inside of you, the world ain't even seen it yet. He said, it doth not yet appear. Amen. It's just like when you plant seed in the ground. Amen. You don't see it. You don't be standing there when it come up. You don't know when it come up. It might come up at night. You ain't just standing there watching it. It don't appear when you put it in there because it's covered up with dirt. But one day you walk out there, all of a sudden a plant done sprung up. You don't know when it sprung up because it didn't appear at first. Well, that's what God's saying. I planted a seed on the inside of my people and it ain't appeared yet, but one day it's going to spring up. Does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know. Tell somebody, but we know. One thing I do know, hallelujah, it may not look like it that came up yet, this realm that God is getting us in or bringing us to. Hallelujah, you may not see it right now, but one thing about it we know. I know that one day it's going to happen. I know one day we're going to step out of the realm of the flesh and walk in the spirit of God. We're going to be sons of God. He said, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. He said, but one thing we do know, that when he do appear, I'm going to be just like him. Just about him, be just like God. That's what I'm striving for. Amen. We first got saved, all we said was, I want to be like Jesus. You heard too many folks saying that day. That was old saying, I want to be like Jesus. Who you want to be like? I want to be like Jesus. Don't too many people say, now I want to be like Jesus. We got our own agenda going on. We want to be like somebody else. But when we first got saved, we want to be like Jesus. We shunned the very appearance of evil. If it didn't look right, I wasn't going there. If we knew it wasn't right, we weren't doing it. But somewhere we got at ease. In the world, in the church, amen, we got the L.A. preachers and the Detroit preachers, amen, telling us, amen, any kind of way go. And somewhere the world just got comfortable and got at ease in any kind of way. But it was a time saints didn't want to do that. Saints didn't act like that. Some of the stuff I see now, amen, saints didn't act like that. As I said, saints, amen, they gather around you, amen. If you came in that drunk, you didn't leave that way. They didn't care if it took a couple of hours to pray you through. Man, they had something on the inside of them. Amen. That if it took a couple of hours, man, they's at the altar, sweat was rolling off of them. Amen. Some of you know y'all done worked some saints pretty hard. Okay, Marilyn, talk to yourself. I worked some saints pretty hard. They were sweating when they got through with me. Amen. Because see, when your mind ain't made up, folks can work with you and work with you. You ain't getting nothing. I like to tell the truth. Your mind ain't made up. You ain't getting nothing. I done sat on the moaning bench and the altar. The Baptist said a moaning bench. See, some of y'all ain't old enough for this. My daddy was a Baptist preacher, so he put me on the moaning bench. My mama was a Church of God in Christ mother, so she put me on the altar. So when revival came to town, I was on the moaning bench. When the Baptist revival was going on, I was on the moaning bench with my dad and set me, and when revival came in the church, God Christ, they put me on the altar. You know how we drag our kids sometimes? They don't want to go, but we make them come anyway. You going to church today. My daddy did. Get up. Ain't no sense. You've been out all night. You're going to church today. Being that sleeping, get up. I thank God for that. We ought to thank God that our mama and dad and granddaddy pulled you to church. You didn't want to go. And this is be true. But I didn't want to go. I want to sleep. I've been out all night. My daddy said, you going to church. Get out of there. Come on, you going to church. You ain't going to be here laying around on Sunday. Get up, you going to church. Nowadays, we just leave our kids in the bed. Just go on sleep. No, no, you going to church. If I'm going to church. Anybody here ain't saved? They were looking at me. She need help. They send me right on up there to that altar. I know I ain't want to be saved then. I just standing there and the mother was around me going, thank you, Jesus, Jesus. And I was just standing there, thank you, Jesus, Jesus. Man, about an hour, I wore the mothers out. I just said, thank you, Jesus. I wasn't getting nothing. I wasn't getting nothing, y'all, because my mind was just, I just want these mothers to leave me alone. Let me go home today. But I went to a revival one night, as the song said, and my heart wasn't right, but something got a hold of me that night. I wasn't planning on getting the Holy Ghost that night. Wednesday night clubbing. I'm going to be through in just a minute. Wednesday night club, and I got my call. I think about the club that night. I drove into the club, and some told me, don't go in the club tonight. You don't know what God trying to deliver you. I whooped through the club and started driving down the street. I don't stop for strangers. Because you'll never know who jumping in your car. You got to be careful. Young man was on the street trying to flag me down. Now, I used to just keep going, but that night I pulled over. He jumped in the car. He said, you know what? God wants you. There's a revival coming to town Saturday night. He said, you need to be in revival Saturday night. I went home, went on to my job, and I think about revival. I'm going to go out to the revival. I said, because I told a young man I was coming. I took two of my buddies with me. Let's go to revival. Young man was preaching by the name of Nathaniel Bond. The man got on his knees and started praying. I had never seen nobody pray like that in my whole entire life. Never saw it. The man prayed, amen, till something began to move on me. The man was praying so till I walked up in the line. Did nobody have to tell me that day I needed to get to the altar? Hallelujah. God told me that night, you need to get in the line. I got in the line that night. The Holy Ghost got on me. I got filled with the Holy Ghost. I was knocking over some chairs. My friends was over there fanning and waving me because they were going, what done happened to Marilyn tonight? Marilyn got saved and delivered. Tell somebody, hallelujah, when your mind is made up, when you fully persuaded, God will come in and work a miracle in your life. God delivered me. And I've been running for him ever since. That was in 1979. And I ain't been short-stepping on him since 1979. I've been running ever since. And every year I feel God taking me into another realm of the Holy Ghost. I feel an unction of the Holy Ghost. I feel a power of God that's breaking out in people's lives. And in my lives like the world never seen. What if the saints would get on one accord and begin to pull together and begin to worship God until the praise come down in the house that would change and shake your very life, that would shake your surroundings, what people want to be delivered. Well, they would look in your lives and say, it's something about her that I want. It's something in that man that I want. It's something that I see on the inside of them that I want. We will change this world. Go with me to one more scripture and I'm going to let you go. Go with me to the book of Job, the 19th chapter. I'm going to close with this. 19 and reading from verse 23 starting. Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book. That they were graven with an iron pen and lead in the rock forever. Look, Job going through something right now. Amen. He's been, attacked. Hallelujah, on every end. Hallelujah, some things been stripped. Hallelujah, early Job said, God done stripped me. Hallelujah, the enemy tried to strip us of things. Hallelujah, he has stripped Job. And Job, amen, friends that came. And all they could do was find fault with Job. And they begin to talk to Job and tell Job, maybe it's something that you did. Maybe you didn't do this right. Sometime every test and trial ain't got to be because you did something wrong. Sometimes God just trying you. Sometimes God putting you through something because God already know what he predestined in your life. He already know what he foreknow in your life. He already know what he have put on the inside of you. It don't make no difference about the devil saying, I can break them down. God says, I see integrity in them. I know they won't break down. I know what I put in that sister. I know what I put in that brother, and they'll come out of it no matter what comes their way. Job said, my words were written. He said, they was put in a book. He said, I even clave them in the rock forever. He said, for I know, tell somebody I know tonight. Hallelujah. Not just we know, but I make it personally tonight. I know. Job said, I've been through the rough. I've been through some tests. I've been through some trials. I've been up and I've been down. I've lost everything. And now even my friends are coming up against me. But Job tapped into a revelation that most of us don't get when we're going through sometime we begin to feel sorry for ourselves. And why, God, am I going through? And why do it look like my children can't get saved? And why do it look like I can't get the money? Why do it look like I can't get the car or the house? But one thing Job knew, hallelujah, he said, I know God for myself. He said, for I know my Redeemer liveth. Tell somebody I know tonight, my Redeemer liveth. He said, one thing I know, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what test, for God gave it to me, God can take it away. But one thing I do know, in spite of all this, he said, I know my Redeemer live it. Tell somebody, let the redeemed of the Lord say so tonight. He said, I know my Redeemer live it. And he shall stand at the latter day of the earth, and though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Job said, I know my Redeemer lives, and that he shall stand upon the earth at the latter day. He said, even when the skin worms attack this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Tell somebody, I'm gonna see him. I don't know about you, but I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. He said, I know I'm going to see God for myself, not for nobody else, but there's something on the inside of me. I know that I'm going to see God. Tell somebody, I know tonight. When you know something, you are sure of it. Tell somebody, I'm sure tonight. I understand tonight. I know I'm going to be here. What God called me to be. One thing about it, I know tonight that 2 + 2 = 4. And I don't care how you stand there and say 2 + 2 = 5. I said, no, 2 + 2 = 4. You can't go around it and make me believe that 2 + 2 = 5. I know tonight that the day is Friday. Somebody may say, Sister Harvey, it's Thursday. I said, no, you don't know. I know the day is Friday. I know the day that God is real. I know the day that the devil is a liar and he's the father of it. I know the day when he tell me that I ain't coming out. He ain't nothing but a liar, and he was a liar from the beginning. So if he tell me I ain't coming out, that means that my breakthrough is right at the door. Tell somebody, I know tonight. I know tonight that God is real. I know he's real tonight. You can't make me doubt him. Nothing you can say can make me doubt him tonight. tonight. I know he's real. The old saints just said, why? Because I can feel him in my soul. I know he quickens me. I know he wakes me up every morning. I know he keeps me. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know God is real. I know God is good. And I know he's good all the time. I don't care what test or trial. I know God is good. I know he's good all the time. I know that all things work together for the good. Hallelujah. You may not see it right now, but it's working out for your good. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Tell somebody, I know tonight. I know tonight he's real. I know he healed my body. I know he delivered me. I know he saved me. I know he kept me. When I couldn't keep myself. I know. Paul said, for we know that if this earthly body of this tabernacle was desired, I have another house not made with hands. A house eternal in the heaven. I know, as Job said, those skin worms eat this flesh. Yet in my flesh I shall see God. I know tonight. And nothing, Pastor Davis, nobody can tell me that God ain't been good to me. I know he been good to me. I don't know how good he been to you, but he been so good to me. I ain't deserved it, but he been good to me. Hallelujah, he's been good to me. I know he's a good God. I know he's a delivering God. I know he sits high and he looks down on me. I know he knows everything that you're going through right now. And despite what you're going through, I know one thing, that he'll bring you out of it. That he's capable and that he's able and that he's willing to bring you out of anything that you're going through. Tell somebody that I know kind of faith. The we know kind of faith. That's me. I got that kind of faith. I know we know that God will bring us out. Stand to your feet all over the building. Tell somebody after the night, the enemy can't pull them tricks he been pulling. What he been trying to whisper in my ear, I know he a liar. He a cheater. He a deceiver. He a murderer. He a robber. And anything he tell you, you can say, that's a lie. If he tell you, you ain't coming outside, I know you was a liar from the beginning. You don't tell no truth. Hallelujah. You must see me coming out, because you done lied and said, I wasn't coming out. If he done told you, that boy ain't gonna never do nothing right, I know you was a liar from the beginning. You must see my child coming out. You trying to deceive me. But I know my Redeemer. Live it. Lift your hands up all over the building. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, just begin to praise him tonight. Come on, begin to praise him tonight. If you know tonight, without a shadow of doubt, come on, give him a praise tonight. Let him know, I know tonight, God. I know you're my Redeemer. I know you're my Savior. I know you're my healer tonight. I know tonight, Lord, without a shadow of doubt, you're going to change some things in my life. I know tonight. All this year, I've been doing things a little bit different. But what I've been trying to do is just get some of the saints to meet me at the altar for just a prayer. Let's just pray. We just come around the altar, if you're willing to come around the altar tonight. Let's just send up a prayer. Let's just send up a prayer tonight that God will stir our hearts, our spirits.